Your news and public affairs connection. It's Central Iowa Today with the KFJB News Team.
On a rainy afternoon, we appreciate you taking time to be with us this afternoon for another edition of Central Iowa Today. And I don't suppose today would be that great a day to be at a construction site, but nonetheless, I thought we would get ourselves updated on the very latest on construction with our Marshalltown Generating Station. It's a station, it's actually a construction project that we have seen evolve itself immensely over the last year, year and a half, 2 years. And joining us is Liaison Man, representing Alliant Energy here in Marshalltown, Mr. Ken Vinson. And Ken, thank you for spending time with us.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for having me come in.
This is, it has for quite some time been kind of a nitty-gritty time for Alliant Energy in the construction aspect of this process. And we've seen, you know, basically, Ken, we've seen a lot of progress in a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, we're getting down to crunch time, and and that's pretty much the way you should call it. We have a lot of work to yet complete. Mm-hmm. It is going very well, however. Of course, rain delays and high wind delays, that kind of slows things down. But it's about overall, the construction is about 70% complete overall.
Okay.
Should be mechanically completed late this fall, and then sometime in the spring of 17, it should go what they call commercial, mm-hmm. and they would start feeding power into the electric transmission grid.
Okay.
So coming along very well.
You've talked before about the volume of people assigned to this project. Are we still in a state in time where people are working all hours of the day, or has that reached its peak?
Correct. This is the peak time for employment, which would be from now until sometime in the fall. Mm-hmm. There are about 800 workers that work on the day shift and about 200, 250 that work on the night shift. So, there's in excess of 1,000 people that are working out there. Some work 10, 12-hour days. Some are working a little bit on Saturday and some on Sunday as well. So mm-hmm. they're really working a lot of hours out there. In fact, they've worked over 2.2 million labor hours since the project started.
Yeah, you always bring delightful, numerical, statistical factoids with you. I think you're really good with the factoids. And a lot of labor hours have gone into getting things to the place where they are now, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. There's just a lot of labor that's going into it to try mm-hmm. to try to get this thing completed and up and running.
How about the volume of traffic? We always ask you about that. And can you make a statement about the volume of traffic going in and out?
Well, it's highly congested mm-hmm. at the early morning hours and then about 5:30 in the evening. About 6 a.m. in the morning, 5:30 in the evening, that's mm-hmm. when people are coming in the morning to work, and then the shifts are changing. So we have, 800 people going in, maybe sometimes more during those time periods. I might mention that the city is going to be doing a project on 18th Avenue. It's supposed to start sometime in August.
That's a good idea. You want to give us your impressions of that?
Well, it's going to be congested, and we've worked with the city and their contractor, and we've had conversations with the police to try to make it as safe as possible. It's going to be down to one lane going both ways mm-hmm. from Main Street all the way to Iowa Avenue, so could be up into October. I don't know exactly how long it'll last, but I guess what we would ask is for the people to be patient, and if you can avoid being on 18th Avenue at those particular times in the morning and in the evening, it would sure be helpful to not have to, be out there if you can avoid it.
To clarify, what kind of start time frame again for this?
I believe it would be the first or second week in August.
Okay.
We haven't got the indication yet from the contractor.
Right, yeah.
But it could take up into October.
So complete. A couple months.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we took this time to point that out. That's pretty vital. I know that recently at a city council meeting, they had the public works director, Justin Nickel, get up and speak. And he spoke of so many projects, the one on South 18th Avenue was almost kind of lost in the shuffle, if you will.
Yeah.
And we gave it some initial publicity, but, you know, with any news story, it only has a short shelf life,
right.
And so kind of fades from memory a little bit. But it kind of comes close to home, obviously, with the scenario of one lane either direction.
Right, and then the entrance, all of our workers, employees have to go in off of the
off South 18th Avenue.
And 18th Avenue.
And you consider the truck traffic for JBS that comes in both north and south that route. And
a lot of traffic.
You know, a lot of people are used to taking South 18th Avenue, obviously.
Right.
So.
But again, if they can, the public can avoid, we sure want to make it safe for them.
Glad you clarified that. That's the place has become so visible. You know, I don't want to say grown before our very eyes, but actually it's pretty truthful in that it's become very visible, in particular of late.
Right. They're doing a very good job of getting the siding and the roof on the building, which makes it highly visible. And then the two stacks that come out the back of the heat recovery steam generator, those have been put in place. So it is at the height that it's going to be. And pretty interesting to see all the crane work that goes on, and that is probably the last large piece of equipment. The last section of one of the stacks that went up Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming together.
I'll say. What remains to be done from an exterior standpoint? Can you say anything about that?
There's still some work to be done in the water treatment area, the cooling tower. They're also completing, they hope to be completed by tomorrow, with the exterior water line and the fire hydrants, so fire protection will be up and running. Will be in the process of taking up the gravel that has been in the material and equipment laydown yards.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll redo that, and then they'll be doing the landscaping. They want to get the landscaping done yet this
fall. Get a few
fall.
Trees in there.
Trees, grass, you know, there's still some paving to
fresh
be done.
Fresh sod.
Possibly. So, right. It's going to look very, very nice when they get the landscaping.
Now, because of the topography there, do you obviously get, you know, sometimes you obviously feel like you're in the wide open spaces with the wind, don't you?
Well, there is, of course, this is Iowa, so you're going to get wind any place you go. But
and a lot of windy people, too.
that's possible, too. But they're up on high ground. It's up above the 500-year floodplain,
mm-hmm.
which is very important.
I'll bet it is.
Because you don't want to have floods or anything like that to affect it, which has happened in the past with Sutherland Station.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the wind's concerned, when you have a large, large crane, you get a certain wind speed, you have to put them down.
Yeah.
You have to take them down and work stops with cranes. So, but they're nearly complete with that. They still have some lift work, getting pieces of insulation and siding and the roofing material up to be installed. But they're getting close to having the large crane work completed.
Yeah. What sort of testing or shakedown work will have to be done once they do reach a state of completion?
Actually, it's a good question. They are in the testing and commissioning process. That has started now.
Okay.
And that requires nearly everything. Every system in there has to be tested.
Pull the first
the electrical
switch.
System, yeah. You know, the generators, actually they have the three large generating station transformers. Those have been energized, and they've been doing some testing on those.
Mm-hmm.
All the piping, there's just everything that goes into there has to be somehow tested, commissioned, and approved before startup.
Yeah. Can you describe how the facility will serve Alliant Energy once it is complete? It will kind of be a place that will function on demand, correct?
Correct. It'll be a little bit better, or I shouldn't say better, but a little bit more utilized than a peak plant. This one will be probably an intermediate plant. It'll run more than, say, the combustion turbines that are at Sutherland Station now.
Mm-hmm.
Those are used for, like, August, 95 degrees, 90% humidity. You need extra load. and extra power to serve the load. So those come on. This one will probably work more than those. Highly efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll serve, feed into the grid, and about 500,000 homes can be served at any
and,
time.
And it'll take just a couple of dozen people to run it, right?
I don't know the exact number of employees that will operate and maintain the facility. Good question, too. They are in the process of being trained, and they're learning how to do the maintenance on the facility, learn how to operate it. And it's good that they're there during the construction process so they can see how this thing is being put together.
Pull the second switch. Well, it's been amazing to see evolve. I'm sure a person like you, with the role of a liaison person, there's been innumerable times over the last couple of years where you've spoken to the public. I had a chance to meet the fellow who does the overhead photography, Gary Brandenburg, the other day, and complimented him on his work.
He's been a very good friend and a very good photographer for us.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been an invaluable part of showing people the evolution of this place. I know you had a get-together at your office in which you were displaying a kind of a virtual reality type of video showing the evolution of this place. And I think very important along the way as you've spoken to council, spoken to the Board of Supervisors, spoken to service clubs, is the aerial, the PowerPoint presentations and the aerial photography we've displayed.
Well, that's been fun to put those together and go through the progress that has been made since the start of the project. I wanted to mention that we are going to be participating with the STEM Festival this Friday. It'll be in the afternoon.
It'll be at both Emerson at the library, correct?
It's at the Emerson Innovation Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be discussing the power plant there. It'll be about 300. We anticipate about 300 elementary school children. So we've got
I'm sure they'll be full of questions.
We've got a little portable tiny power plant that you get it going and it has a little boiler and turns
cool
produces power and lights a little flashlight bulb. It's kind of interesting,
kind of like an electric train.
A little bit
indeed. And that will be Friday afternoon,
right?
And
we're looking forward to
and
that.
And you'll be situated at Emerson, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What a place to be. What a time. Again, give us is there a general timetable for being up and running?
Well, we anticipate that the mechanical completion, the construction should be completed sometime this fall.
In the fall.
In the fall, maybe a little over into the winter. It just depends upon weather and other factors like that. But the goal is to be up and running and in service by April 1st of 2017.
Will the railroad have any kind of role in the scheme of things once you are done? I know they've had a tremendous, when things got started, the railroad played a vital part, did they not?
Right. They were able to bring in a lot of the very large pieces of equipment and material. I don't know that they'll have much of a role normally, but when you get into a maintenance situation or some big piece of equipment needs to be taken out and taken to a factory or something, they might transport it. Those are just things that are down the road that we just don't anticipate how they will be utilized. But
can you talk about security?
It is a very secure location. We have cameras. We all fenced in, obviously. We own all the property around it. We just were able to, the contractor was able to order the new security guard house, I guess you would call it. And you just don't go into those places. If you, for example, go to the existing Sutherland Station, you just can't walk in there. It is secured, high fences, gates, and you have to have a reason to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then have to have permission from the security people to let you in and open the gate. And it'll probably be a similar situation at MGS.
Doesn't really lend itself to a gala type of grand opening now, does it?
Well, we don't know that yet. There will probably be some kind of a ribbon cutting.
Is there any information available online about this whole process?
No, we haven't put anything online.
Okay.
We just have not done that at this point.
But you're available as a handy-dandy liaison man to answer any questions, aren't you?
Well, I can answer. I can try.
Okay.
I can try.
Want to give your phone number at all? Or?
Yeah. If people want to visit with me or schedule a presentation or something like that, I can be reached on my cell phone at 641-691-7094.
No doubt you'll be continuing to give a PowerPoint presentation or two
right
along the line till this finally. What are you going to do for fun when this is done?
Retire.
Okay. That's the last word. Central Iowa Today, our very latest edition. Ken Vincent, Alion Energy Liaison Man. Thanks for your time this day, Ken.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's today's edition of Central Iowa Today from News Talk 1230 KFJB Marshalltown.